Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart, by Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, and by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Welcome into the Texas State Network's Countdown to Kickoff. We are rolling along Texas High School Football Playoff Week 3.
Are you serious?
Week we are right here. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty as it pertains to each region, and now you're starting to get some heavyweight matchups all across the state, regardless of whether it's region 1, 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter. Steve, you are going to see, look, after we eat too much on Thursday and watch history get made, and what I mean that is that I think, let's just call it what it is, I think the Chiefs and the Cowboy game may be the most watched football game, regular season game of all time.
Well, and you know why? Thursday. But because of what happened this past game. I mean, well, now there's some hope.
Well, there's that. I mean, and not to mention, I mean, let's call it what it is. The Cowboys are a major draw, lose or draw, when it comes to Thanksgiving. I mean, hell, they had the number one game last year as far as the most watched regular season game, and we all know the Cowboys weren't anything to write home about last year. But like you said, when you beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the fashion that they did, and then, of course, we all know about the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, have a very popular following here in the DFW, I think a lot more popular than people realize.
That's
but you're going to have yourself two of the biggest draws in the National Football League. So my point in all that is this: we will watch some great football on Thursday. There's three NFL games on Thursday, so let's not get that mistaken. But then we are going to dive into week three of the Texas High School Football Playoffs, and we've got some tremendous games to get to as we look at the Eastern region. But like I said, I know I'm excited, and we should have good weather, which, of course, we'll have Dan Brunoff talk about later on.
Absolutely. We've got 88 games left when you look about it. Look through all 12 of the different brackets coming across the state. So depending on what you're looking at, regional semifinals, so you're talking Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And so unless you're talking six man, then you're really talking Elite Eight is what you're talking about.
Right. So, no, you've got and look, you guys know we do the east region of the state first, and that basically encompasses the Houston area, East Texas, some of Southeast Texas as well. So a lot to get to in a couple games that now, granted, Steve's going to we'll get to some of the smaller class games in the next segment, but some of the bigger class games that everybody's be talking about. And again, you know, there may be some crossover. You do have a lot of DFW and Houston area matchups going on this weekend as well. And of course, when you're talking about two of the best regions in the country for football, I don't think there's many better than the DFW and H-Town areas. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. North Shore and Cypress Falls Obviously, that's a very Houston-centric matchup. That game's going to be at 2 o'clock on Friday. So make sure you guys are, you know, get your you know, schedules ready for that. This is now, what, the 10th year in a row where North Shore has made it to a regional semifinal, in fact. And, of course, under third-year head coach Willie Gaston, North Shore has an 11-2 record in the playoffs. Meanwhile, Sci Falls, they're back in the regional semifinals for the first time since 2015 after they dropped out in the area round last season. Now, the Golden Eagles have won 8 consecutive games and have rolled up 63 and 46 points against Bel Air and Cinco Ranch, respectively. But again, they're going to have their hands full when you're talking about a North Shore Mustang team that beat third state ranked Ridgepoint last week and did so rather handily, 31-7. In fact, they've beaten their first two playoff opponents so far this year, 80-21.
Jeez.
So I like North Shore in this. I don't think I'm really giving, you know, I'm really stepping on a limb here. They're going to play the winner of the Dickinson and Strake Jesuit game. Dickinson, they're off to, they're having one of the greatest years in school history. They're 12-0. Our guy Snelson, by the way, got some of that Countdown to Kickoff mojo. He was somebody we talked to earlier in the year as well. So we'll detail a little bit about that, plus some other games in the DFW and Houston areas. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff regional round right here on TSN.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before the game.
All right, welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff. Week 3, regional semifinal round in the Texas high school playoff season. And, of course, as we've joked around time and time again, you know, if you make it all the way to the state championship, you still got 3 weeks football left.
Yeah, exactly.
Not including this one as well. So a lot to get to. Real quick, we were talking about Dickinson and Strake Jesuit, of course, and, of course, when you talk about Dickinson, like I said, they're having one of their all-time seasons. They are led by star running back Malachi Gamble. He came back in the game against Pearland, who they jumped out to a big lead, lead, and then were able to hold on against an undefeated Pearland team. They end up winning that game 28-21. And then we look over at Strake Jesuit. They've got running back Johnny Hebert. He's a 4-star U of H commit. He's already rushed for 3,541 yards and scored 45 total touchdowns this season. So, needless to say, Dickinson is going to have their hands full, but I think that's going to be one of the better games that you see in the Eastern and Houston area this weekend. Then you got Katy and Summer Creek, and of course, this is going to be another dog fight as well. Summer Creek, a few years removed from their state championship run, or at least getting to a state championship game. Then you've got a Katy team who, again, you know, Steve, what they're all about. That's a perennial, you know, contender. Now, they haven't won one in a while, right? And so they're
always in the mix.
They're always in the mix, right? And so, you know, and you know, if you're Summer Creek, you might be a little feeling some type of way right now, because even though you've got the better record and the higher seed, this game's going to be at Legacy Stadium in Katy. So a little bit of home cooking over there for Katy. Meanwhile, whoever wins this game will be playing C.E. King or Jordan. C.E. King, like I said, a part of that juggernaut district that, you know, you got Summer Creek, North Shore, Atascocita, now C.E. King. C.E. King 10-2 on the season, so I think a lot of folks expect them to take care of Jordan. And then, of course, another game that you got to keep your eye on, and this is kind of a old school versus new school showdown, when you've got College Park from the Woodlands. This is the furthest they've ever gotten in their school history. They're taking on DeSoto. DeSoto, kind of a rough start to the year in some fashion, right? They get boat raced by Georgia, you know, a 70 burger put up on them. They lose to Duncanville this year. They lose to North Crowley this year, which, again, losing to those three, I mean, look, it's not like they lost or were upset by any of those three teams. Now, of course, they were able to take care of Waxahachie and handed them their only district loss as well. So College Park, again, having never been there before, but they've also got a coach who came from the Duncanville DeSoto tree. So, again, do I expect DeSoto to win? I do. But would I be surprised if College Park found a way to win? No, I wouldn't.
I think DeSoto by 6. What do you think? By a touchdown? Is it going to be that close?
I And look, I feel bad saying this because we did have the College Park head coach on Countdown to Kickoff. So, you know, I'm going, and now, granted, we had DeSoto coach on last year. So, you know what? Give me College Park in the upset. Give me College Park in the upset. All right. Coming up next, we will get with TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff and get you ready for this week. All right, welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. And then once again, just for folks that are wondering, you know, if you hear of a game that we mentioned that got played earlier in the day on Friday, and of course, like I said, because of the holiday weekend, because of the Thursday, obviously being Thanksgiving, almost at St. Right. Patrick's Day. Obviously, we're a few months away from that. No football being played on St. Patrick's Day, at least not where I'm from. But, no. So, if there's a game that's been played, like I said, you guys know, depends on where you're hearing this at. So, just like I said, don't hold it against us. All right, don't hold it against Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist, to let you know what your weekend forecast is going to look like.
It's high school football playoff time here in East Texas at the Texas coast. You may need to bring your rain gear across the mid and lower Texas coast. There'll be some scattered showers breaking out and increasing through the game and spreading up into parts of the Brazos Valley. East Texas, I think you'll stay rain-free as well as the upper Texas coast. Grab a jacket, too. Temperatures through the game will be falling into the low 50s, mid-60s across the mid and upper Texas coast. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Grab a jacket, ladies and gentlemen. It is getting to that time of year. And, you know, depending on what part of Texas you're in, you know, I know we're here in the DFW, as a lot of you guys know. And, of course, Houston, it seems like it's 100% humidity 24/7, 365, regardless of what day it is. But we are starting to get into actual fall weather, so make sure you plan accordingly. All right, you got Klein Collins and Duncanville also as another game to keep an eye on. You got some folks saying Klein Collins might pull the upset. I guess you'll have to wait and see. More from the southern region of the state coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. by Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are, and the Week 3 semifinal regional round continues here on Countdown to Kickoff. Fred Davis, Steve Randall, talking all things Texas high school football. We gave you a little glimpse of what's going on in all things East Texas. And again, you guys know there's a ton of games going on as far as, what'd you say, 88 games all told?
88 games. We're in the semifinals. It is Sweet 16. We're also, if you're talking six men, you're in the Elite Eight. But happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
It's family, it's food, it's football. I mean, it's a great time for high school football in Texas.
No, it absolutely is. And, of course, like you said, after everybody gets their bellies full on Thursday, enjoy some of the NFL variety, then we can turn our attention back to all things Texas high school football. Now, Lake Travis and Laredo United, they're going to get together this weekend. Now, Lake Travis, who barely beat San Antonio Brennan 13-7. That being said, I think they're going to have no issues with Laredo United. We all know Lake Travis has been one of the best teams in the state of Texas all year long. And like I said, Brennan gave them all they can handle, but I think we all feel pretty confident that they will take care of Laredo United. But hey, stranger things have happened, Steve Randall. Then you've got Vandegrift versus San Marcos. Now, this is an interesting matchup. You got two Central Texas schools. Now, Vandegrift, again, had kind of an up-and-down regular season, but obviously enough to get into the playoffs. And, of course, once that happens, all bets are off. They beat Westlake already week one of the playoff season. And, of course, now they've got and then, of course, they beat the brakes off of San Antonio Brandi last week, while San Marcos is in the third round of the playoffs for the first time since 2006. And, of course, we all know Vandegrift is a 6A D2 state defending state champion. So, look, they've had a great run. I think we all expect Vandegrift to take care of business, but would I be surprised if San Marcos gave them all they could handle? Of course not.
I think I love this time of year because I love to be a prognosticator.
Absolutely.
It's like Vandegrift by two touchdowns.
Oh yeah, no. I look, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Now, could they hang around maybe early on in the game?
Will it be a good game?
Look,
of course
playing,
it will.
When you've kind of surprised and you're getting because again now we're getting to the point where a lot of these teams have been here before. Now you're going to get teams that have been here before versus teams that are kind of upstarts trying to find their way out. Find their way when it comes to pulling an upset or not, or maybe they pull an upset to get to this point. But then, there's something to be said for, and from every coach we've talked to all throughout the season, is that, when you've made these deep state playoff runs and the kids come to expect it, and more importantly, they've been there and done it before, and I think that's going to be the difference with Vandegrift. Now, Dripping Springs versus Medina Valley. Dripping Springs, like I said, they've been a monster all year long. Medina Valley, again, good season so far, but I think this may be where their season ends.
Yep,
and, of course, you've got Pflugerville Weiss at Barbers Hill. Now, Pflugerville Weiss, like I said, they beat the brakes off of Lufkin last week.
We talked about that.
Came back out of nowhere to beat a really, really good LaPorte team in week one. In fact, they were down by three touchdowns, rallied in the fourth quarter, and now here they are in the semifinal round and are playing a very, very good Barbers Hill team. But it might be enough for Pflugerville. But again, we'll see. Barbers Hill's been there, done that. So that's going to be, I think, one of the better games of the weekend as well. You mentioned Richmond Randall. Defending state champions, I'll tell you what, but they've got a good Bastrop team that they're going to be playing. Now, meanwhile, Richmond Randall, as you alluded to, has won 28 straight games and is trying to repeat once again in Class 5A D2. That being said, Bastrop is going to be as good a contest as anybody. They've tallied at least 60 points 9 different times in their 11 wins have never scored fewer than 48 points. So we're talking about that might be one of the better contests this weekend as well.
I still think Richland Randall by two. And I'm talking two touchdowns.
Okay. Okay. Look, I mean,
that's where I'm going.
No, something's got to give. That's for dadgum sure. So I'll tell you what, plenty more to get to. We'll get some of the San Antonio schools as well. Don't go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is TSN Countdown to Kickoff.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. Fred Davis alongside Steve Randall. All right, so we gave you some scores, or at the very least, I apologize. We've given you some games over in the Austin area. Let's talk about some of the games that are going to be going on San Antonio-wise. And we've got a very San Antonio area matchup taking place on Friday, where Smithson Valley, the defending state champion in 5A D2, they take on Piper. Now, these teams have already played earlier this year. They played back in September, which seems like forever ago. Smithson Valley did beat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it seems like it was a long time ago, but it was only 3 months. Meanwhile, they beat Piper 27-17. Now, they have not the Rangers, they only lost one game. They lost to Brennan, who we just talked about. Brennan, of course, gave Lake Travis all they could handle. So, obviously, you know kind of the pedigree of what Brennan brings to the table. Meanwhile, Smithson Valley hasn't lost a game since.
Yeah.
Okay, so that tells you a little bit. And, of course, Larry Hill, friend of the program, we've talked to him a couple different times over the last couple years. Not saying he's got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo, but we're saying he's got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. And I'm going to tell you why, because Smithson Valley, who has not allowed a point in the playoffs this year, they've posted shutouts of Southside and Corpus Christi Veterans Memorial, and they're looking really, really good right now as they look to repeat. Meanwhile, Piper, they won last week 42-35 on the road over Corpus Christi Flower Bluff, who in turn had ended their season last year. Their quarterback, Piper quarterback Isaiah Guyton, threw for 405 yards and 5 tutties last week in that victory. Now, New Braunfels, they're 10-2 on the year, and Bernie Champion, they're going to be playing as well next week, so get ready for that. And then, of course, let's see, New Braunfels' 2 losses already came against opponents Piper and Smithson Valley, so they're going to have their work cut out for them. And then, of course, Bernie Champion hasn't lost since the New Braunfels' loss. So, like I said, they're going to have their work cut out for them as well. San Antonio Johnson, one of the better teams in 6A D1. They're going to be playing Cibolo Steel, another stalwart in the 6A D1. Johnson is back in the third round for the first time since 2013. All right, and of course that year they went to the Class 5A state finals, semifinals, where they lost to Katy. This year's team is quarterbacked by Elvis Estrada, who's come to be one of the better quarterbacks in the San Antonio areas, and they've also got one of the best all-around, all-purpose players in senior Rayshon Hurt, and they've also got a freshman in the mix, who Braylon Allen, who allegedly is already starting to get college offers from Texas Tech, SMU, and UTSA, just to name a few, as only a freshman. So, Cibolo Steel, you know what they're about. Like I said, they're a usual state contender. They're a powerhouse. Again, haven't had, they've been one of these teams that have gotten to, you know, deep in the playoffs, but they are looking to break through once again. All right, when we come back, we'll get some of the weather forecast for you as well and give you an idea of what you can expect this weekend. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff. All right, all right, all right. The show rolls along. Countdown to Kickoff. Fred Davis and Steve Randall here, getting you ready for another exciting weekend of high school football, playoff football, right here in the great state of Texas. We got some affiliates to give some love to, but before we do that, let's hear from TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
All right, my friends in the Hill Country in South Texas, bring your rain gear to high school football Friday night. It will start to break out shortly after dinner time. That's not going to be heavy, but enough to say, hey, it's raining out. And temperatures will be cool. Definitely want to grab your jacket, maybe a fleece-lined rain-repelling jacket, as temperatures will be falling into the low 50s during the game, into the 60s to low 70s across the lower Rio Grande Valley. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, Mr. Dan Brunoff. Go ahead and let's get some love for these affiliates.
All right. In South Texas, Corpus Christi, 1440 Keys, KEYS AM, Brenham, Washington County, KWHI AM and FM, in Milam County, KRXT FM out of Rockdale, and Noble Radio. 11 stations from Smiley to Hebronville and from Oswell all the way down to Dilley.
What a breakdown from Mr. Steve Randall. Any games that we mentioned or anything off the radar that we haven't mentioned? I know you, like I said, you get your eyes on those six-man, 1A, 2A, 3A. Anything we're missing? I mean, I know we're missing.
Not right off my head.
No, it's cool. All right, so look, we've got a great weekend of football. Get ready for DFW next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We are back in the
Fitna
North Texas area, and we've got, we already mentioned some of the games that are going down. Like I said, we do have some games going between Houston and DFW area schools. We already mentioned that you got the Duncanville, Klein Collins. You've got DeSoto College Park. Now, and of course, that's in the Woodlands. But now, one game, too, that we're going to be keeping an eye on as well. We mentioned you've got North Crowley Capel. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. That's going to be a good game. But like I said, we'll touch on that just in just a little bit. But of course, you got Waxahachie versus Cypress Ranch.
Right.
And you know, look, Waxahachie, again, their only loss all season long has been to, what was it, DeSoto. Yeah, that's right, because they beat Duncanville by a point and then turn around the next week and lost to DeSoto. But
they beat the crap out of North Crowley.
Who Waxahachie did?
Yeah, 37-20.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, it's been a
and I said North Crowley. I mean
North Forney.
North Forney,
right?
Yes, okay. I'm sorry.
But look, Waxahachie's got TSU commit Jerry Meyer III at quarterback. And of course, like I said, they won big last week, as you just alluded to. They also had a blocked punt that was returned for a touchdown as well. So, like I said, their biggest thing too was their defense, as they held Legend Bay, the North Forney High School quarterback, to only 79 yards rushing. And like I said, being able to limit him was big. And of course, when you got talk about Cy Ranch, 10-2 on the year, they're going to have to find some ways to score if they're going to somehow find a way to beat upset.
And I agree with that. But what's going to help them is I think they have a pretty dominant defense.
Yeah.
Their defense is really good. I mean, last week, I mean, they were just suffocating. I mean, Grand Oaks couldn't do a thing.
No, they certainly couldn't. So I like Waxahachie in this matchup. Do I think Cy Ranch can give them a game? I do, but I think Waxahachie at the end of the day is going to be too much for them as well. Frisco Lone Star, they're still undefeated on the year. They're playing West Mesquite, who's 11-1. That game's on 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Ford Center here in Frisco. Like I said, you've got Lone Star, one of the better teams throughout the course of the year. They won last week 42-21 over Georgetown. They were up 27-21 and then, like I said, took care of business in the fourth quarter. And also defensively, they stepped up in a big way as well. Meanwhile, West Mesquite, they advanced to the third round of the playoffs for the first time since 2010 with a big-time win, 35-6 over Midlothian. Despite all that, I still like Frisco Lone Star to handle their business.
I agree.
And win as well. Well, another big game here in the DFW in the North Texas region is going to be South Oak Cliff versus Terrell, okay?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
No, absolutely, right? So you got a South Oak Cliff team, 11-1 on the year, Terrell 12-0, and of course, they've just been kicking rear and taking names. And of course, look, you know about South Oak Cliff. They're a perennial 5A D2 championship contender, but this is by far the toughest test they're going to have all year long. These two met in the first round of the playoffs a year ago with South Oak Cliff taking care of business pretty easily. Now, last week, even though there was some weather that kind of got in the way, they still took care of Mount Pleasant 46-7 as the defense allowed only 93 yards of offense. But again, as Steve, you and I know this, man, I mean, that's one thing about South Oak Cliff. Like I said, they're going to be good and sound on both sides of the football.
You know, one of the games that I'm looking at, it's going to be on the Fort Worth side coming up Friday night, or should I say tonight, is Springtown.
Okay.
Alvarado. We talked about Alvarado. My son and his wife and my grandkids now live in Alvarado, and so I'm pumped about that. They're undefeated this year, but they're playing Springtown.
Right.
So I think it's going to be one of those one-score games. I think they're both just evenly matched offensively and defensively, and it's going to be about a 7 or 8 point game.
Wouldn't be surprised about that. Then, of course, you got Allen, who continues to be one of the best teams in the state as well. You got a scrappy Odessa Permian team.
Yep.
I will put my bias aside. I still think Allen's going to be too much for him when it's all said and done. So I'm not too worried about that. All right, more games from the DFW coming up next.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right, all right, all right.
Really?
TSN Countdown to Kickoff.
Yeah. I wonder who that is.
What is your, real quick, I know we're going to talk some DFW stuff here in a second, but what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm actually, for the first time, just going to stay home.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend, we're just, it's just us.
Okay.
And my sister is going on her side of the, you know, in-laws.
Right.
For the first time, my mom is going with them.
Okay.
So we're not doing the big.
The whole fam. What about your boys? What are they doing?
Well, they're doing it
with their fam. They're in-laws. Okay.
And so we're going to have them Christmas time.
And so, Steve, my guess, by the vibe I'm getting from you, Steve, is that you didn't really push back on any of this.
No.
In fact,
not
you sound
really.
Like you were complimentary of everybody deciding that. What? Well, so you mean to tell me this is going to be me and my boo thing and we just get to hang out?
And knowing my schedule here, it just wasn't going to work. I got to work tomorrow.
It worked out.
You know,
it worked out.
Yeah. So
I hear it.
We're going to have, it's going to be nice.
I love it. I love it. Will you be? What will we be eating? By the way,
it's going to be traditional.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just not a big bird.
No.
Little bird. Little bird.
Well, just the breast part. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
say that's the best part.
Okay.
Killer. So let's take a look at some of these DFW games.
Let's do it.
Let's see a couple games that we're looking at. We got Trophy Club Nelson 10-2. Mm-hmm. They're taking on Denton Geyer. I like Denton Geyer in this matchup. That game's going to be 7 o'clock Friday. We already mentioned the DeSoto and the Woodlands game. Forney and Willis again. Another. Houston and DFW area game as well. Willis now has that 5-star kid that's going to be going to UT as well. And then, of course, let's see. We've got, we already mentioned this. Denton Ryan and Richland. That'll be another good game.
I like Denton Ryan.
I do, too.
I like Denton Ryan big, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's not an unpopular
opinion. Like three touchdown big.
I'll tell you what. I mean, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly bear, Steve. That game's at 6 o'clock on Friday. We already mentioned one other game, though. We forgot to mention. We kind of tipped it off a little bit, but I want to give it a little bit more love here, especially from a. To me, this might be. Outside of and dear goodness, Southlake Carroll and Prosper. Hello.
Exactly. Well, you can't vote against Southlake Carroll.
No.
I mean, you just can't.
No, I mean, you could, but do so at your own peril.
I mean, just like Highland Park. I mean, we don't talk about them very much, but 11-1, you know they're going to be there.
No, absolutely. But North Crowley and Capel, this was a, like I said, this is a rematch from last
year. How about Aliito?
Yeah, no. I mean, Aliito's going to do big boy things as well. You guys already know that. But like I said, I like North Crowley. Of course, they had to travel to West Texas last week. They beat the brakes off of Midland Legacy 63-17. Capel, like I said, we love them. But again, I think North Crowley finds a way to win this game. Affiliates and weather. Don't go anywhere. Hey, we are back, and hopefully everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I'm having a beverage.
You're having a beverage. Whatever it is you're doing, maybe you ate too much pumpkin pie. Just make sure if you do eat too much pumpkin pie, you put a little whipped cream on it. But that's from the things. What about how you should be dressed for this weekend and what kind of weather you can expect? Well, who better to ask than TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
All right, big country, North and Central Texas, high school football once again. You definitely want to grab your jacket. Temperatures will be falling into the low 50s during the game. And also, there'll be some scattered showers starting to break out by kickoff into the big country, down just to the east of Ranger Hill and Brownwood, also down into the northern hill country. Otherwise, again, it's going to be typical late November weather. Again, don't forget your rain gear. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, as always, Mr. Brunoff. But we've got some affiliates.
Lots of love. Absolutely. In the north, Erath County out of Stephenville, Mighty 93, KSTV, Hamilton County. We got KCLW, Bonham, Rewind 103.9, and News Radio 1080, KRLD.
That's our station. by the way. Or at least that's the very least the station that we like to do a little radio from time to time. Okay, we saved the best for last. Let's go a little West Texas when we come back. He's Steve, I'm Fred. This is the TSN Countdown to Kickoff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling. Boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by Asco Equipment. We're on it.
We certainly try to be here on the Countdown to Kickoff. Fred Davis alongside Steve Randall. And, you know, we just keep rolling along, Steve.
I just want to say.
Say it.
Welcome to my favorite time of the year.
Mm.
Absolutely.
How do you think your kids feel about that when it's their birthdays?
Well, they like Santa, so yeah. I think they're happy about that.
Okay, so you can kind of blend it all
in.
Yeah,
and Thanksgiving, your boys are both football players. Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, and we've had many a turkey on a football field. Absolutely.
I mean, a little turducken?
I mean, come on, my guys. My boys played in Cedar Hill. They were rocking and rolling.
Yeah. I like that little humble brag right there by you.
We got three state championships between them, so absolutely.
Something to be said for that.
Hey, we're regional semifinals, Sweet 16 for a lot of folks. And if you're playing six man, you're already in the Elite Eight. So this
already
is
there.
A good time of the year. 88 games left.
Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
We started with like 1,500 teams, and we're down to 88 games.
I tried explaining that to my guys on 105 Through the Fan here in Dallas. They were giving me a hard time because, you know, I said, look, do you know how many games we have to try to break down as
exactly.
best we can?
So the whole state, it's not like one team.
We're just two guys. We're just two people. We're human.
A lot of them.
So West Texas-wise, like I said, we've talked to north, we've talked east, we've talked south. What's kind of percolating in your district?
Well, and it's kind of – I'm kind of jumping around just a little bit. One of the – you know, some of the big stuff we've got going on. I like out in the Abilene area.
Okay.
Jim Ned, they're always in the playoffs, and they're always tough. Paradise and that Jim Ned, they're both 11-1. Mm-hmm. And so Jim Ned, they're finally getting another shot at Paradise.
Okay.
I mean, they're not going to forget their heartbreaking 10-7 loss in the regional semifinal round just a year ago.
Right, right.
They
right.
will not forget. And they have the pieces to knock the defending regional champs off. But Paradise, their offense is very explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cash Gwynn rushed for 104 yards and a score and threw for 90 yards and a touchdown as Jim Ned led.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, 24-7 after three quarters against Bushland last week, but the Indians had to hang on down the stretch. And so you kind of wonder about Jim Ned. Are they able to pull it out this year, or is Paradise, you know, just going to get the win? So,
well, they did shut out Dalhart last week, 24-0.
They did.
So,
yeah.
And dare I say, throw the records out.
We always do, because that's this part of the year.
That's exactly what we say.
So, literally, I mean, we're talking less than a touchdown. So, it's going to be that close. It's going to be back and forth. So, so would you say if Jim Ned was to pull it out, it would be an upset? Would you say that?
No, I mean, they're kind of a tried and true, right? I mean,
right.
You know, again, there's something to be said for having been there, done that, and, you know, like I said, I wouldn't take it as a huge upset, right? I mean, like I said, it's a team that's kind of scuffled in previous years, maybe, but no, I think, you know, you kind of correlate, you know, postseason or playoffs with Jim Ned.
The next one that I think, I can honestly say, and this is just me, but you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay,
I think who wins the Franklin-Columbus game wins state, period. They're going to be the favorite. That's my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we talk about Franklin and Columbus,
there's a huge rivalry
there. Well, no, it absolutely is. And that's been one of the best in the state. Of course, Franklin won in 2022.
Yep.
And, of course, Columbus won last year as they got their state championship. So, now, Franklin, their offense continues to put up big numbers. They won 56-34 over Orange Field. Now, that being said, though, their defense was, I'm not going to say vulnerable, but they did have 34 points to Orange Field, right? They are led by quarterback Walker Anderson, and they've got a great running back in Sawyer Janus as well. Meanwhile, Columbus, they took care of business against Palestine Westwood 48-26. So, again, look, I think it's going to be whoever has the ball last. Give me Columbus with the victory. All
Franklin
right.
by 12.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Appreciate that voice guy.
Thank
Fred
Kelly.
Davis. That's K-Rob for those of you scoring at home, a.k.a. Kelly Robinson, who just had his 35th birthday the other day.
Times what, two?
As well. Oh, whoa, whoa,
bam!
Whoa.
Bam!
Shots fired.
Mic drop.
Kelly, if you're listening.
He will be because he edits this.
That's true. If you're listening, 877-81-1053. Okay, another game to get excited about. Stinnett, West Texas versus New Home.
Oh,
both these teams
wow.
were, again, won by the hair of their chinny chin chin last week.
You know where they're playing?
That game will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Floydada's.
Floydada.
Floydada's.
I just wanted to hear you say that.
Tire Stadium.
Yes.
Okay, so
exactly.
There you have it. All right, so Stinnett, West Texas, they were able to take on a tough Holly squad, but outlasted them 30-26. That game had 7 lead changes. Quarterback Cade Winters ran for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he also threw a touchdown pass as well. Meanwhile, New Home, they had to come back. And they rallied for a 21-20 win over Stamford as they were down 20-0 in the second
Who does that sound
quarter.
Like? Dallas Cowboy game?
That does sound like your Dallas Cowboys. That absolutely does. And
they forced the fumble on the kickoff.
I was just getting ready to say it,
exactly.
Man. So they were a sticky group last week, but found a way to get the W. Now, this isn't necessarily West Texas. This is more of kind of a Central Texas.
Right.
Stephenville, a team that, you know, again, our guy Clarence.
Yeah, I love Clarence.
One of our favorite callers. And, of course, they were just monsters all year long.
Yeah.
They've got Canyon Randall. You've got, let's see.
Salina. Don't forget
I
them.
I was going to say, you got Salina at Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
And that game's going to be at Bedford's Pennington Field. You've got Midland Greenwood versus Graham. A lot of folks like Midland mm-hmm. Greenwood in this one. You've got Athens and Sunnyvale. Sunnyvale's kind of a popular pick as well. And then also two, and again, this is kind of in the central area as well, Lamarck versus Waco La Vega. That game's going to be 7 o'clock mm-hmm. Friday at Bryan's Green Stadium as well. Let's see here as we continue to roll through some of these games. I'll tell you what, Canadian. This will be a monster matchup as well in the lower class.
Oh, it's at Amarillo.
Yeah, exactly, right? You got Canadian at 11-1 against Idaloo at 9-3. This game's Friday at 2 o'clock in Amarillo. Now, whether they get there by morning, that remains to be seen. I'll tell you what, you can't get anything past your boy. Slayton versus Wall, that's another team that you and I have talked about all season long. I mean, Wall continues to just be, and they've been doing this all season long as well. That game's Friday at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater's Mustang Bowl. All right, when we come back, we put the final touches on this program. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, what a program it's been. Look, there's still a lot of games that we weren't able to cover, but at the very least, like I said, we wish
there's 88 of them.
There's 88 of them, man, and we've only got less than an hour to get to this. But I'll tell you what's important is knowing what kind of weather you can expect. Let's reach out to TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Well, it's high school playoffs again here for Friday evening. We definitely want to bring your jacket out in West Texas in the Panhandle. And you may need a little bit of some rain gear, especially into the eastern Permian Basin. But again, most of us should stay dry. Temperatures through the game will be falling into the 40s in the Panhandle, into the low 50s across West Texas. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, Danny B, and let's give some affiliate love, shall
Alrighty.
We?
All righty. How about out in Abilene, Dustin Tatro at 106.3, Fox Sports Abilene, Andy Penny and the Wiley Bulldogs, Big Ben Radio out of Alpine, Lincoln Revel and the Alpine Bucks, and don't forget, K-Best Media, that's right, KBST out of Big Spring, Mark Richardson, and the Cahoma Bulldogs. Lots of love for all the folks out west. Thanks for joining us.
Big fan of Tacoma. They had a great season as well. And, of course, shout out to our boy Mark Richardson, who did yeoman's work this year,
mm-hmm.
As always. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget. Well, actually, hey, enjoy your Thanksgiving if you've already enjoyed it, whether it's Thursday or this weekend. Hopefully you have great football to watch. And good luck to each and every team out there. We hope your team wins. For Steve, I'm Fred. Good night. God bless. Good luck. We'll see you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.